Welcome back to Afternoons on this Monday, August 8. I hope you're having a fabulous day wherever you are tuning in from. Well, the state is alive again, and after a challenging few years, the event scene is seeing signs of recovery. We've got Illuminate Adelaide Festival, which is just winding up now, but still a few days to get out and about to do and see that. And there is so much to look forward to. We've got the Valo Adelaide 500, Santos Tour Down Under, and then later this month, we've got the Wallabies. They're coming to town for the first time since 2003. They're going to be playing a test match double header at Adelaide Oval. And in a little while, we'll actually talk to a Wallaby winger, Andrew Kellaway. He'll join us in a few short moments. But joining us in the studio is South Australian Tourism Commission Executive Director, Hataf Rashid. Hi, Taf. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really good. Thanks, Jade.
Well, you're a little bit jet lagged. You've been on a little, well, very quick, very fast jaunt all around Europe. What have you been up to?
Yeah, you're right. I haven't been overseas as most people for about 3 years, but thought it was time and really wanted to reconnect with some of the events we currently have and say hi to them again and also get to talk to some event promoters. So I went to the last stage of the Tour de France. I went to Paris. So brilliant. A couple of weeks ago on a Sunday, was lucky to be on the Champs-Élysées. Also got to see the first ever Tour de Femme start, which was amazing.
That was huge.
Yeah, it was really amazing. So special in front of the Eiffel Tower. Our race director and our assistant race director, so Stewie O'Grady and Carly Annette, were there, and we got to walk up and down and see all the women's teams, which was really cool to do. Yeah. And also got to see some of the men's teams and really just say, hey, we're here. By the way, Santos Tour Down Under's back. And by the way, the women's is now World Tour. Yes. So we got to do all of that. And I got to catch up with the UCI and the ASO who run the Tour de France and distribute our broadcast product. Just got to say hello and then sort of went on a bit of a tour. So I went down to Madrid for meetings, Rome, London, got up to Birmingham, watched the first night in the pool with Swimming Australia and saw five gold medals. It was really cool. So what a great night.
What a night.
And got to see the city. I mean, part of what I wanted to do was see some events and see what they were doing. So, you know, gee, the city dressing in Birmingham was outstanding and the way that the sponsors activated and the use of technology. And so it was great to see that and some even old school engagement. You know, they have Perry, the mascot, and he was everywhere. And so I thought that was really good, and got to go to WOMAD UK. First time I've never been to the original WOMAD and met Peter Gabriel. So that was pretty cool.
How does it differ to what we do here?
Look, it's the biggest, it's the first. There are 40,000 people, 90% of them camp. So 36,000 people camping. It's a big festival. But I've got to say, what's good about sometimes getting overseas is you realise how good what you have is, and really, the aesthetics and the presentation of WOM Adelaide can't be beaten. It's like, you know, it really made me proud of what we do. Not that that wasn't, but we go to next level in the experience you have at WOM Adelaide. So
how good's that?
Yeah, I think it was really good. It was really good just to, you know, reassure you of what you're doing. So look, I was really lucky to have lots of great meetings, meet some new people, meet some new promoters, and, you know, talk about Adelaide and South Australia and who we are and what we're doing.
And how excited are the cyclists to be able to get back? It's been a minute.
So excited. Like, honestly, you know, talking to the teams, talking to some of the directors, they're like really excited to be back. They're like, are you sure? Are you sure? I'm like, yes. They're like, Australia, no, we're sure. We're going to be back. So they're really excited. They're really excited to send strong teams. Mm-hmm. They're excited about the Women's World Tour. So, you know, really fun to hear that firsthand. Stewie O'Grady have been telling me how excited they are, and Annette Edmondson and Carly Taylor, but to see it, hear it firsthand, to chat with a few of them was really good.
And then to be able to bring that the professional females here, just how big is that for South Australia?
I think it's really important for us. I mean, you know, in the end, I think we've really been a leader in advancing women's activities, no matter what it is, whether it's sport or otherwise. So I think to elevate it to the Women's World Tour, you know, to be able to track some of the bigger riders and some of the bigger teams, I think will, in the end, serve us really well. The other thing we know is that the world public is more and more interested in sport. And we know, even from the Festival of Cycling in January, our numbers our broadcast streaming numbers were equal for the men and the women. So, you know, what it's telling us is people are switching in, and we saw that with the Tour de Femme just recently in France. Like, people are switching on to women's cycling. So good. Another opportunity to promote South Australia to tell our story.
Absolutely. And I mean, so we've got that, and then we've got the pageant that's coming back in its original format, back to the streets, National Pharmacy's Christmas pageant, and then the Royal Adelaide Show, and we've got the Adelaide 500 last week. Oh, I bet you just feel like this huge weight has been lifted off your shoulders, and finally we're getting back to normal again.
Yeah, I think that's right. It just feels good, doesn't it? It feels joyous.
Yep.
Feels joyous. And I think people are out. I mean, we just saw with Illuminate Adelaide in the middle of winter to have so many people out in the East End and the West End and enjoying and experiencing and eating out and having a drink. And it just, we're alive again. And I think it's really great. It's great for business too, like getting events back, you know, putting bed nights into South Australia, injecting money into South Australia, as well as giving us some joy and confidence for the state. I think it's really important. So, you know, our calendar right from now till the end of the year, like, is pretty amazing.
We touched on it really briefly. Rex Patrick was on the show. He's going to be running for Lord Mayor of Adelaide. And I feel like there's this real opportunity for the state right now to just grab this reputation that we've been able to build throughout COVID as being this extremely safe place, open place with a lot of parks within the CBD, but then so many regions to visit as well. And then on top of that, there is always a festival or an event on. There's not very many weeks that go by on the calendar where there's not something to do. Do you feel like we're in this real opportunity to just take our state to the next level?
Yeah, I think that's a really good assessment of where we're at. I think we got through COVID really well. And I think there's a lot of energy and there's a lot of desire to kick it up. And you see that, you hear that with the Premier wanting to do that. And, you know, right now as we speak, you know, Illuminate Adelaide's coming to end. If you haven't been to Light Cycles or to the Ouch, you should go. But, you know, we've got at the Art Gallery, we've got Robert Wilson with Moving Pictures. We've got the Archibald 100 Sala Festival started. Now, if you don't know what Sala is, it's art all around South Australia, and it'll be in your backyard. You can go onto the Sala website. You can search even your local government. And I know I went to the hairdresser at Clip Joint in Burnside, and actually Heather Kroll, Festival Director of Fringe, her son Lucas had an art exhibition in Clip Joint. So it's in your cafes. Golly. It's in your restaurants. It's in your food lands. It's in your supermarkets. There's the art to the people. So check it out. And a little more Barossa and Fluro Food Festival on in the regions. And Regional Illuminators started in Mount Gambier on the weekend, and then it'll go to Victor Harbour. So much on right now, not to mention what you're saying, the big events at the back end of town, really exciting.
How excited are you and your team to have the Adelaide 500 back?
Yeah, I think, I mean, the Adelaide 500 is iconic, right?
It is.
It's a big event. You don't have many of those really big events year round, and that's one of the big ones. So I think to bring it back, but also they've made some great announcements, you know. I think the ticketing announcement, making it more affordable, the concert lineup looks great, finishing with the Killers. So, you know, I think that they're bringing it back in a way that hopefully is accessible for the people, and that they'll get on board and get on board big. Plus, it's a change. It's a big step change. Last race of the year instead of the first race. So we'll get to see hopefully a season deciding race, and also get the gala and all those things that go with it.
What's all the bells and whistles about the gala?
Yeah, well, I think we've never had the end of year race because we've always been the first race of the year. I think they're always a bit special. It's like a Brownlow medal night.
Is that what it is?
It's like that. So it's all the drivers dressed up, you know, and awards. So that's pretty cool. And again, that's just adds to the reputation of the city, I think, and the state.
Well, another big event that's coming up later in the month, we've got the Wallabies coming to town, which is very exciting. So rugby union people, not rugby league, rugby union, which is excellent. And the Wallabies haven't been here since 2003. So it's been a while. And we've got a special guest on the line, Andrew Kellaway, an Australian Wallaby himself. Welcome to the show, Andrew.
G'day, guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, Andrew, let's kick things off, because the Wallabies, they've been doing all right. They're playing Argentina at the moment, and a win, finally. It's been 4 years, but you got the Pumas.
That's it. That's it. The Wolves have played pretty well, actually. Tough old place to go and play over in Argentina. I think there's not many crowds like it. So to go over there under the circumstances with injuries and all that sort of stuff, to have guys come in and do a job on pretty short notice is really good.
How exciting is it to see the Wallabies back in Adelaide for the first time in, what, nearly 20 years?
Yeah, it's awesome. I think, you know, we all talk about going to watch the cricket at Adelaide Oval, but now we get to watch a test match, well, hopefully play in one, but if not, worst case scenario, you get to watch it on the hill with a beer, so it'll be pretty good.
Have you been to Adelaide Oval before?
Only when I was a kid, so I'm really looking forward to getting back there as a fully cognizant adult and enjoying it.
Oh, that's so exciting. That's I've got fond memories of when the Wallabies last played there in 2003. It's when I first met my husband. He was touring with you guys and he walked into the bar with big Benny Darwin, this massive unit, and the rest is history.
Yeah, oh, well, good. Hopefully we can make another couple of young Adelaide girls happy with future husband.
You never know. I might have to go to the game and mark our anniversary. That'd be good. But it's going to be a double header with the Wallabies playing playing New Zealand. That's also an excellent exhibition, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we get to play in front of the big crowds all the time, and I think the Wallaroos definitely a little while ago, but not so much now. I probably don't get that. So to be able to share that with them, I mean, you talk about like the country and what better way to do that than with both teams playing at the same place.
You play in Melbourne for the Rebels, so you get that whole AFL state thing, and we're obviously the same here, but we don't even have a rugby team. But, man, that stadium, it'll be absolutely packed for those who, you know, might want to give rugby a go and come along on the night. Why should they go? What makes rugby so exciting?
Yeah, that's a tough question. I think it's different for everybody. I think the beauty of our game is that it's for all shapes and sizes. You got the big fat.
Well, we might have lost Andrew. We got you or not? No. Oh, that's a shame. I wanted to ask him. He only made his debut, didn't he, last year for the Wallabies. So wearing the green and gold is still new for him. So coming to Adelaide and having that fresh experience is going to be absolutely amazing. Have we got you back, Andrew? No, he's gone. He was on the car phone. I think he was getting a bit scratchy. Mm. But that is a huge coup, isn't it, to get the Wallabies over here, especially, you know, playing our, you know, it's a huge get.
Yeah, I think having the number one men's team in the world, South Africa, and the number one women's team in the world, New Zealand, playing against our Wallabies and our Wallaroos, like what a great spectacle for the first time to get them back here, first time at Adelaide Oval in, as you say, in 2 decades. It's just going to be really fantastic. Ticket sales are going well, and it's affordable ticketing. So, you know, obviously it's premium pricing because it is such an elite game, but, you know, double header, great value, men and women. So, you know, really encourage people to get along. You know, we really want to show Rugby Australia that we've got an audience for rugby. We've got some ambitions. I caught up with World Rugby while I was overseas, and, you know, we've got some ambition for some other rugby events. So we really want to put our best foot forward to say, yeah, rugby works in South Australia and we've got an interest in it and we'd love to have more rugby in South Australia.
Wouldn't that be great? Because the crowds do come and you get a lot of visitors. I mean, I know so many that are travelling from New South Wales to make it a big weekend because that's, I guess, the added bonus of what you guys have done so well. They realise, cool, let's go to the game, but then also go to a couple of the restaurants, we'll hire a car or a bus and then head to the wine regions as well. And make it that big weekend carnival.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're looking for. So really promoting some of the other experiences and getting people out and about. So I think it's August 27th. It's actually the break, end of no AFL that weekend. So it's a great opportunity to get behind rugby and get along to Adelaide Oval.
Hataf, we're going to take a short break. We'll be back soon.
Silence. It's uncomfortable. We start to think. We start to wonder if something's wrong, if we're wrong. In silence, there's doubt. And it's silence that 3 out of 4 job seekers hear after applying for a job. People should matter more than that. Zoom Recruitment. Make people matter.
Barnacle Bill's, serving South Australia with quality cooked seafood for over 50 years. Each order is freshly prepared using the finest quality seafood. Sumptuous prawns, calamari, mouth-watering butterfish and chips with Barnacle Bill's own tartare sauce. From a snack pack for one, crew pack for four or for the whole family. Come in and see why Barnacle Bill has been serving South Australia quality seafood for over 50 years.
Fresh from the sea, he's gotta be Barnacle Bill.
Do you think a concert pianist needs a builder's license?
No.
Does a chartered accountant need one?
Highly unlikely, Will.
Yes, but what about a house inspector?
Well, surely they need one.
No. Unfortunately, there are no regulations in the industry that say you must be a builder to become a house inspector. Mike Pearl from House Inspect Australia is a third-generation licensed builder, and his team is the most qualified team in Australia for house inspections.
It's the biggest purchase decision of your life, so don't risk it. Go to houseinspectaustralia.com.au.
How far would you go for your dream kitchen? And how far would you go to get free installation? How about 15 minutes up the freeway to Balhanna Kitchens by Design? 2. The largest showroom in the Adelaide Hills. Custom build your dream with our award-winning designers. And get free installation on your cabinets with laminate benchtops. For a limited time, of course. Balhanna Kitchens by Design. It's not too far to go to make your dream a reality. Balhannakitchens.com.au.
Car buyers don't expect to find a prestige vehicle at a backyard dealership. The same goes for real estate.
Toop and Toop's Bronte Manual explains why it's so important to choose the right real estate agency.
Whether you're selling homes or cars, the reputation of the business brokering the deal has a big impact on the final selling price. If you want a premium service and a premium result, you need to work with a premium agency.
Adelaide is currently experiencing strong selling conditions. Is it fair to say any agency could sell your property?
Sure. Demand is still outweighing supply in Adelaide, creating a lot of buyer competition. But our expertise has been critical in achieving record sales in Turak Gardens, Colonel Light Gardens and Woodville Park in recent weeks.
If you'd like to find out if your home could be the next record breaker, Toop and Toop have a proven record of setting new standards.
We've been helping Adelaide buyers and sellers for almost 40 years. That's why so many South Australians look to us for real estate advice.
Go to toop.com.au to find out more.
It's the Berkowitz Big Brand Sale. Save up to 25% online or in store at Berkowitz Mile End.
This is Jade Robran.
Welcome back to Afternoons. It is 22 minutes past 2 o'clock on this Monday afternoon, and my special guest in the studio is Ataf Rashid, who has headed up events at the South Australian Tourism Commission since 2008, has seen so many events come our way, and we just touched on some events that are coming up just in the next couple of months, but so much more towards the back end of the year. Let's kick things off with the Cricket World Cup, Ataf. What can we expect there?
Yeah, so another mega event. It's great that we've got a range of them. We've got Cricket World Cup this year, FIFA Women's World Cup next year, and then we go on to Rugby World Cups. But Cricket World Cup, it starts 16 October in Australia, but we've got this really intense 4 days of matches from the 2nd of November to the 10th of November. So we've got India versus Bangladesh. We've got Australia versus Afghanistan. We've got Pakistan and Bangladesh. And then we've got the semi-final on the 10th of November. So each of those dates I mentioned, 2nd, 4th and 6th, are double headers. We're still waiting to see what the first games will be. Mm-hmm. So really big event, exciting T20 at the Oval. So one for people to look out for, and I think really exciting that we'll have a semi-final here as well. So we'll see who plays here. But, you know, really great colour with those big mega events, you know, like, you know.
All the internationals and their fans come in. It's beautiful to see.
One of my favourite matches, we had the Cricket World Cup in 2015 and we only had 12,000 people to England versus Bangladesh. But it was probably my favourite day. The Bangladeshi crowd did not stop chanting from the first ball to the last ball. It's a one-day game, so it's a long day of chanting. And they ended up knocking England out. And you think, oh, England, Bangladesh. It was a great day of cricket, really good
so
fun.
So passionate, so colourful. I reckon they marched through across the bridge and then in all dressed up.
Totally.
Oh, it was beautiful. And then only a few days after that, we got the pageant returning in all its glory back to the street. How's the planning going?
Yeah, it's really exciting. I mean, Brian Gilbertson and the team down at Stardust Castle are working away to bring back the pageant onto the street, as is the rest of the team. And, you know, we've got, it's our 90th year. So it's a 90th celebration back on the streets. We announced James Morrison is going to lead the way, trumpeting away.
That is going to be
which will be a really epic start to the 90th year. So,
you know, Rowie's just started on the trumpet. We might have to get him, the children well, to walk down together.
Well, we're looking for 90 trumpeters. So Rowie should be in. In fact, I'm signing him up. I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah.
He might have a bit of work to do.
Just a little bit. But do you know what? I kid you not. He's practicing Christmas carols because he's doing a Christmas concert with James. So you never know. We could get this to happen.
Rowie for the pageant.
Uh-huh. Last week, he also belted out the power song, the theme song. So when you go out there, you'll have to get him to play it for you. Your ears will hurt for a week.
Hopefully, he's belting it out in another week's time after the showdown.
Ooh.
A bit controversial, but anyway.
Oh, that's excellent. Yeah, so that'll be beautiful. That will be excellent. Then you've got Shannon's Rally. You've got the super bikes at the Bend, Harvest Rock Festival. And when are you expecting a lineup there?
Yeah, so first ever time that we're going to have Harvest Rock. So the Secret Sounds, who just finished with Splendor in the Grass, they're amazing producers, festival producers, passionate about this destination music festival. They've created it just for us, just for the people of Adelaide, South Australia. It's going to tell our story. So they've got a wine producer and a food producer as part of this music festival. And we're hoping in the next few weeks. So I think, you know, look out, Adelaide. I think in a decade's time, Jade will look back and go, Harvest Rock's an iconic music festival for South Australia. So I'm really looking forward to our first. I think it'll be a short entry into it because of the lateness of it, but I think we'll see this festival grow, and I think look out for the lineup in the next couple of weeks.
Atav, thank you. We've got so much to look forward to. You and your team do such a great job. So you're busy. There's no holidays for you coming up.
Very lucky. We're very lucky to have this role to deliver for South Australia, and I'd encourage people, because sometimes you think, what's on? Head to southaustralia.com. It's all there. You can search by region or by date, and there's always something happening.
Brilliant. Atav Rashid, my guest.
Huge news, Adelaide sports fans.
Albertson's favourite son, Tim Jiniba,